Melburnians have spent their first night under curfew as the nation's second largest city faces some of the toughest restrictions since the Second World War, seeking to slow the high rate of community transmission of COVID-19. Premier Daniel Andrews has declared a state of disaster, giving police sweeping powers to enforce stage 4 restrictions. As well as a nighttime curfew, the New Zealand-style lockdown will see limits on how, when and where people can shop and exercise. The state government is also due to announce which industries will be shut down. From tomorrow, Australians on unemployment benefits will have to take a job if they're offered one or risk losing their payments. But the federal government says there will be an exemption for Victorians receiving JobSeeker as they won't be required to search for work during the state's extended lockdown. There are claims this morning the spread of conspiracy theories about 5G wireless technology could be the work of foreign governments. While the theory of a link between coronavirus and 5G has been dismissed by health authorities, it is spread rapidly on social media. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher has told Four Corners it is likely hostile state actors are to blame. And NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley have emerged from their SpaceX capsule after splashing down off the coast of Florida. The duo spent 2 months at the International Space Station completing the first manned space mission in a commercial vehicle.